So I don't have to, like that Chinese girl, she, you know, I want to call, you know, hey, look, honey, you're going to be in this for a long haul. Forget about it. Relax. Do what the customer wants. Get back. She's going to blow her relationship with these customers out. She got me all freaked out, and I'm the professor here going on with this thing, you know. So settle down. Take your time. Go at their rate. Develop these relationships. Listen actively. Determine where you can provide value. We've talked about these value statements. You want to become the preferred supplier. We're going to talk more about that term. Every single sale has a preferred supplier. We want it to be us. The preferred supplier always gets an extra look. They get Melissa, you guys are a little high. You know, you get more information, and you're the one that's going to get the order, and the other guys are going to be spinning their wheels for basically no value to themselves. Use technology. WinFax Pro, so you can fax from your computer. HTML email templates, and we'll show you some examples of that. Now, you know what an HTML template is, right? It's a page that's done. It's got a logo on it and so on, and it's done in front page and so forth. Microsoft Access to create email using Snapshot Viewer. Now, Microsoft Access, the latest version, 2007 of Access, when you print out a report, you can print out as a PDF, and you can email it right on the spot, right out of Access. So you could have a report, which could be a quote or, you know, a proposal or whatever, and you can, it's not Snapshot Viewer any longer. Now it's a PDF format. Snapshot Viewer was very much like a PDF, but you had to have Snapshot Viewer to see it. So Microsoft is like, you know, had a piece of humble pie and decided, okay, we'll go with the flow, and that's PDF, and that's the standard. Website pages, so you can have on-phone discussions, just like I've had with some of you folks prior to this program. There's the key elements again. We've talked about that earlier in starting a sale and making a sale happen. Managing time, you got to manage your time. You got to schedule your calls. If you don't do it, you won't make them. So you got to have scheduled calls. You got to prepare for each call. You need a database so you can look and see what's going on. What do they buy? How much have they bought? How many employees? Who are the critical people? And so on. Identifying value. How can you provide value? Either added value with your products or services, the value that you provide because your knowledge of their system or what their needs are and so on. Determining cost of use. Not easy to do. You can call me and I'll be happy to help you noodle this out if I can. Getting to the right contact, because you can't be calling the wrong people. And I remember calling early in my career on a huge company in San Diego. I want to say Convair. I'm not sure that was the name of the company, but I believe it was. Huge company making defense stuff. And I go down and I say, Sharon, are you in charge of buying all this stuff? Oh, yeah, yeah. Garrett, are you in charge of buying all this stuff? Oh, yeah, for sure. Melissa, are you in charge of buying all this? Oh, yeah. Susan, everybody that I talked to told me they were in charge of buying this stuff. You know, I talked to like 100 people. All 100 told me they were the one, you know. So how do you sort through and get to the right one? That's where having a good commercial sense. And you could say, Sharon, in my discussions with your people in your company, they tell me that Susan is pretty significant in the purchasing feed chain. Is that correct? You know, and then people start, and then they say, oh, no, Susan doesn't have anything to do with that. It's more Garrett. Okay. You know, so now you go and ask the others, and eventually you kind of get some sense of who's in charge, because they don't wear signs saying I'm the one that does it, you know, because they'll all tell you they're in charge of it. So we want to get to the right contact. We want to open with WIFMs, which we're going to talk about it, what's in it for me statements. We're going to spend some good time on that. You want to make sure you have good voicemails created so you can leave good voicemails, and you're not telling the customer to call you back. You're saying something like this. We're introducing our Solutions 500. What was that Solutions thing? What was it? Solutions 500 or Solutions?
Yeah.
Solutions Kit or something?
What was something it? Like that.
Something like that. Solutions Package or something.
Bank.
Solutions Bank. Thank you. He's coming. Mm-hmm. 15 cups of coffee and a guy's getting somewhere. Okay. Okay. This is Susan Langley calling from Lyle Industries. We're introducing our Solutions Bank, which offers a lot of opportunities to customers with existing equipment. Sorry I missed you. I'll try to reach you again. However, if you want to call me, you can reach me at 1-800-423-9752. That's a good voicemail. Listening actively, that means, are you saying this? Is that what I hear you saying? You know, so you're repeating back, and that's active. Repeating back, probing. Can you tell me about this? Are you having any problem with that? Do you see a need for something in the future? You know, we're probing. Proposing and quoting. Can I send you a proposal on that? Sure. Negotiating. Event closing. We'll talk about closing more in great detail as we go along. Dealing with objections. We'll talk about that more in great detail. And then following up. So those are the things that we're going to do. Okay, so the first area here is selection of accounts. And it's been my experience that phone workers, and we're on page 53 down near the bottom, selection criteria for key accounts.